Well, we've got our second roll here, so Emmanuel's just been demonstrating. I'm hoping I'm going to remember to get the seam the right way round. So I've just taken off the paper. It's actually a plastic bag. I'm going to dust really quite lightly. I think Emmanuel's just said it's equivalent to having a little bit of fairy dust.
Correct.
But Dave, yeah. What do you think? Actually, I need to do underneath as well.
Yeah. You've probably got enough there, actually. Even
I don't want to put too much flour on here. The least flour at this stage is the better. Now, the seam obviously has to go a particular way around because we don't want to roll against the seam. So is that right if I put that so that it's to my...
The seam here can be either left or right.
So long as it's that way.
Because what you're doing is you're rolling with the grain, effectively. Of the flour, so you're forming the grain in the flour by always rolling it in the same direction.
And I mean, do I need to flour my?
No, you've probably got sufficient flour there, and off you go.
And then just very gently.
Yeah, no, you could be quite robust with it. Yeah,
I'm a little bit worried about butter.
Just be careful of that end because it's.
So this has been in the fridge for half an hour, but we were just saying that it doesn't have to be half an hour; it could be longer.
No, it could be considerably longer if you wish. If it serves your purpose, remember it hasn't got yeast in. This is puff pastry, so you're not worried about the yeast. Although yeast is retarded in a fridge anyway.
This one is my croissant.
This is your croissant. I beg your pardon.
But the method for the puff pastry and the croissant is identical.
It's identical. It is.
It's just simply that, as I remember, the puff pastry doesn't have yeast in.
That's right.
So, and is this millefeuille? 1,000. Sheets. Is this the same sort of thing for
millefeuille? Effectively, yes, but you'd do a lot more turns in order to build up those number of layers.
Millefeuille being 1,000.
Yeah, 1,000.
So 1,000 turns?
Yeah, no, because you've got to remember that each turn, depending upon the type of turn that you're doing, so each turn, if you're giving it a single turn, then each turn you're multiplying the last number of turns by 3. Although technically, if we're going to be really technical, because when you're turning, you're putting pastry on pastry, you are actually losing a layer. But technically, each time you turn it, you're multiplying it by 3. And then each time, if you're doing a double turn, you're multiplying it by 4.
I was never much of a mathematician.
Mathematician.
Now, I'm just noticing my butter's just slightly coming out here. Is that a problem, David?
No, ideally it wouldn't, but if it does, you just have to make the best of it.
I think that's about the length of a rolling pin.
Yeah, I think you're all right to do there. So,
so now I'm just going to
try and square it up a little bit on the bottom. Just literally pull it with...
With my hand.
Yeah,
there
with your hand. Just gently show it who's boss.
Oh, that's me.
That's you. Well, there you are.
There we are.
And then just look where your butter's the most. Obviously, this face here is worse than the other face. So you want to try and brush off as much of your loose flour as possible.
Well, we don't want the flour.
Because you don't want raw flour inside, that's right.
There we go.
And then you're going to be folding.
I'm going to fold towards myself. Now,
that's right.
I'm not doing a book one here, I'm doing just a third.
You're doing a single turn, that's right. Watch your flour on that face there.
Oh, yes, there's plenty on there, isn't there? There we go.
And then just tease your edges out to the sides if you possibly can, just so that you get it as square as possible. That's lovely.
There we go, I'll just take that up there. And then, the butter's still quite hard in there.
Yep, and then just be careful of your flour again on the other face.
Oh, yes. If you do leave flour in, does it sort of give a bit of a sort of
flour
taste?
A bit of raw taste, yes, that's right.
We don't want that.
We do not.
Lovely.
So already, just by doing that, you see it's not looking quite so problematical with that butter coming out. And of course, next time, when you come to do it, you'll be turning it the other way round, so that your seam again is on left or right.
Right, so I always want to work with that
that's
seam.
That's right, so that seam.
Oh no, this way.
So
the seam's all
that way.
Yeah.
And obviously that's meant that when you next roll it out, the seam that you were worried about with the butter in is no longer on the outside edges and will then be incorporated into the middle.
So it's giving it the most strength.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Right, I'm just going to wrap this back up.
And that goes back into the fridge. Wonderful.
I'm back in the fridge. That's perfect. So I'm just popping this back in the fridge now. It's a very clean and tidy fridge. There we are. And then, so when we're making croissant, how many of these single turns do we do, David?
We do 3 single turns. So you repeat what you've just been doing another once. So you've done two and there'll be another one.
And at which point can this then go in the freezer ready to get out for the next morning? Is it after all those turns?
It's once you've rolled it effectively and formed your croissant. So you would actually make your product and then they would go into the freezer. So you could take them out as the finished article. You would then let them rise and proof, and then they're ready to go into the oven.
So how long from the final fold to proving, how long do they take?
Always a difficult question. The answer to that question is always when they're ready, which is a bit of a glib answer, but it is. It all depends upon the ambient temperature of the room that they're being proofed in.
So we're in a very wet July right now.
Right.
How long would you roughly give yourself if you wanted them for breakfast?
If you wanted them for breakfast, they would probably take an hour.
No, that's fair enough. And you just have to take a judgment on that.
What you look for, as you'll see later on, is you actually see the layers of the laminations forming. And you actually see the individual layers, and once you can actually see those individual layers, that's when the product's ready to go into the oven.
And then to give it that shine at the end, is that a little bit of egg wash?
Yes.
Right, well, we'll carry on, because we're at the same time we're learning about croissant, we're learning about puff pastry.
That's true.
And this method, I suppose it could be confused, really. You could confuse the croissant with the puff pastry, because they're so similar.
You can. There is a problem, which is why today we're using different coloured bags, because we have had people in the past who have confused them, and it's desperately upsetting to get to the end of the day and find that your puff pastry has turned into a croissant, your croissant has turned into a puff pastry.
I'd still eat them.
Also, of course, you can also, if you ever do have a bit of concern which dough it is, if you're making both, the puff pastry is...
We have to start. Hang on.